Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Chapter 5. Les Rats et les Vauriens. Rats and Rapscallions.
What? No! No, no, you can't be serious. Your boss said what?
I'm telling you. She said pay her double. I'm not even joking.
Liar. You're pulling my leg. How can that be? I came on to her husband. I even wore that awful dress you made me wear.
Yes, it's so much worse than your army jacket and Sex Pistols t-shirt.
Whatever. So, where's your famous boyfriend? I can't wait to meet him.
He's in the kitchen, just finishing dinner for us. He'll be out in a second.
Wow, it smells delicious. So, get back to the part where your boss said she wants to pay me double.
She said that she and Francois had the most passionate evening of their entire marriage after that whole escapade at the George V.
Seriously? I'm both thrilled and a little grossed out.
I'm telling you! Francois was so moved that he suggested they take a two-week vacation together in Bora Bora. She literally skipped through the office today.
No, that's so weird.
Yes, I'm telling you, you and your boyfriend did fantastic, Lisette. You two make a good team. Besides, I told you, easy money. You should trust me more often.
Who's hungry for beef bourguignon?
Victor. Oh my god, it smells delicious.
Well, my grandfather brought the recipe with him from Montessor. Unfortunately, they kicked him out because apparently it tasted so terrible.
Oh my god, shut up, Victor. You're crazy.
No, really. It smells really good.
Oh, you must be Lisette. Adele has told me so much about you.
Well, hopefully not too much.
Well, enough that I've been looking forward to meeting you. Why don't you sit down and get my girlfriend to put down Instagram for a moment while I grab the fennel salad. I'll be right back.
Fennel salad?
What can I say? My boyfriend cooks.
Well, that's not fair. He's not supposed to be handsome, too.
Oh, so you think my boyfriend is handsome?
Okay, watch. Hot plate, coming out. Hot plate.
Oh, put it down here.
Here, I'm with the wine.
And voila! Dinner is served. Bon appetit.
It looks delicious.
Well, let's hope it tastes delicious. Truthfully, I think Grandpa stole the secret recipe from a chef in Montresor and had to leave town in a hurry. Here, Adele, try this.
Fantastique.
So, Lisette, where is your boyfriend tonight?
Who's the big daddy with the rocket launcher? Who's the big daddy of the Cosmodrome, huh?
Dude, you're not even on the map.
Did you see that kill shot?
That guy was on your team. Will you stop fooling around? I need backup against this hive wizard.
Hold on, I'm almost there. I had to kill an ogre.
I'm switching to shields. Where are you?
I'm bringing the heat, baby. Shocking!
Dude, you just blew yourself up.
Shocking. Shit.
Oh, he's meeting with some clients about an upcoming job. So, Adele tells me you were just in China?
Oh, yes, China. I do a lot of travel for my work.
What's the name of your company?
I work at Vetech. Actually, I'm a project consultant there.
Lisette, isn't that kind of what you do? Oh, no, wait. You throw yourself at married men who then run back to their wives. That's what you do.
Thanks. I've literally become mistress repellent. This is so sad. Oh, by the way, you have lettuce in your teeth. A lot of it.
Oh, just...
Well, listen. Adele was telling me that you've started your own security firm. She said you might have some time available to take on some new work.
Perhaps. What kind of work? Seduce your girlfriend? I promise you she'll come running back to you quickly.
It's true. I will.
Not exactly. Actually, It's an unusual assignment, but quite lucrative, I promise. You see, Vatek is working on a very high-level research project, one that could change the way humans work with computers.
But I thought Vatek was a drug company.
Pharmaceuticals are still the core business of its revenue line, but there's been a lot of advanced research done around bionics and neurochemistry. To stay innovative, the company is exploring many new business initiatives.
So what would that have to do with us?
Maybe a lot. So Vatek is on the verge of making a huge breakthrough in microchip development. Truly monumental.
What kind of microchip?
One that changes everything. But the board of Vatek is extremely concerned about corporate espionage.
Mm-hmm.
And the investor funds don't want to commit additional capital to mass produce the chip unless they know that Vatek can keep our intellectual property secure. There's a lot of pressure on me to prove that our security measures for this new chip are sufficient.
I'm guessing this is where we come in?
Exactly. Vatek wants someone to test both its physical and cybersecurity, so there would be a field component to the contract as well as code cracking to fully test the facility's systems guarding the computer chip.
And how do you plan to test it?
By stealing the chip. We need a white hat to attempt a simulated break-in of a Vatek research lab to steal the microchip from the R&D facility.
How simulated?
I can provide you with employee ID templates by the end of the week that can get you in and out of the building unnoticed. I'll also provide you with blueprints and building schematics, but you'll be going in with no support and almost no one at Vatek knowing you're coming, so the assignment should simulate real-life conditions if anyone should ever try to steal the chip. Of course, you'll have to sign indemnity forms as well as vendor contracts, but the assignment is worth 100,000 euros. 150,000 if the chip is successfully stolen.
You want to pay us to steal your chip from you?
And pay you well.
Gisette, that's exciting!
Remember, when something seems too good to be true, usually a trap will follow. Be careful, Lisette.
Yeah, I mean, sounds great and all, but I'm just surprised.
Wouldn't a company like Vatek want to use a bigger, more established security firm?
No. Those companies just want to sell you solutions to problems we don't have. And they're too big. We wouldn't be able to control all the disclosures. No. We want to use a smaller firm specifically because we don't want to attract attention to the project. I was working with another group, but it didn't work out, and now we are scrambling to find a replacement.
And all we have to do is steal the chip from the building and hand it over to you.
Well, yes. But also provide us with a detailed analysis as to what our security weaknesses might be and help us identify any failures. We want to make the exercise as diagnostic as possible.
I'm not sure. The job might not be right for us.
What are you talking about? Adele just told me what a great job you and your boyfriend did for her boss.
And that's true, Lisette. She wouldn't stop raving about you.
No, it's just that, you see, that's not really the kind of jobs we do.
Well, that's my point. This assignment could be a jumping board to some other contract opportunities, better jobs, more corporate. Maybe at some of the bigger tech firms.
Let me just speak to my partner.
You mean your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Lisette, you said you needed the money.
Would you shut up, Adele?
Look, it's all cool. Adele, she says she doesn't want to do it. It's totally fine. I just wanted to help.
No, it's not that.
Besides, it's a hard assignment. You'd need a top-level hacker to actually get in anyway.
Well, Lisette's boyfriend could do it. I heard he's really good.
Oh, that's right. Adele was telling me about your American boyfriend. What was his name? Clouseau?
Clarican.
Right, Clarican. He's done some crypto work before, yes?
Well, yes. I'm sure he could do it, but that's not the point.
But how do you know?
Because he's one of the best in the world. He could crack any firewall in France.
Huh. Does he speak French?
No.
Well, his job would be more code-based than field-based anyway. I thought that's where your orphanage skills might come in handy.
My what?
Adele told me.
I don't see how pickpocketing would help us steal a microchip. Besides, unlike Adele, I don't like to think about that time in my life.
Look, I didn't mean any offense. Just think about it. You'd really be helping me out. Think about it over the weekend. The job date is in 2 weeks. I can get you a 25,000 advance once you fill out the forms.
Make it 200,000 and you've got a deal. And a stolen microchip.
Thank you.
At the same time, across the city of Paris, deep below the sub-basement level of the VATEC headquarters, an older Middle Eastern man sat beside his daughter's bed in a clean but sparse locked room.
Janan, it's okay. I am here. It's okay. Don't worry, it's not real.
When will we see Mama? You said we would see her soon, Baba. You said if we came to France and went with that man, you said we could.
Khatra, I'm trying. You know that. We just need a little more time. I promise we're going to see your mother soon. I promise, Janan.
Why do I have the same dream every night, Baba? I don't understand what the men are saying. What language they're speaking.
It's just a dream. Just a dream.
Baba.
Yes, my love?
Please don't leave me.
I won't.
I'm scared.
What do you want?
Azim.
Monsieur Merdak entered the cell trailed by his sinister associates, Axel and Enzo, who pushed the medical cart in front of him.
Why does the man have a metal hand?
It's time to see how well you can remember again.
No, please.
Merdak approached the medical cart and examined five hypodermic needles filled with an amber-colored liquid.
I'm afraid we need to run some more tests.
They're too painful. Please, just...
You said you would come quietly if we didn't run any more tests on your daughter.
Mama!
Wasn't that our agreement, Azim?
Please leave Khatra alone.
Mama!
She's just a child.
You really don't want me to ask twice, Azim. Psst, Enzo. Axel,
come on. We're going to the lab.
You bastards!
I'll kill you! Leave my father alone!
I swear! Father, no!
I see the apple falls close to the tree.
Let her go!
Careful, Azim. Because I promise, I will slit your little girl's throat in front of your very eyes. And then... burn the image into the data drive that we've installed in your brain so that you can be forced to relive it every day. Are you going to behave? Or shall I make some other hardware adjustments?
Back near the garage in Grigny.
So, you agree? I'll do the infiltration, and you'll handle the cyber attack from the van.
Yeah, I'm on board. Look, you said it yourself. You've got more experience in the field. I think you came up with a really good plan. I told you, I'm in. Plus, I'm really pumped about these new upgrades to the van. I can't wait to see them in action.
I bet. You've been hiding in that filthy garage for days. I've barely seen you.
Well, after our last two jobs, I just want this VATEC gig to go smoothly. And I think having this new equipment in the van will really help.
I'm so excited to see it. Should I close my eyes?
Well, if you do, you won't be able to see the rats in the garage reenact West Side Story. I swear they've formed different gangs.
Ew, Chlorican, you know I don't like rats.
Oh, don't worry. I think we reached a peace accord by sacrificing my jambon beurre sandwich. Okay, we're here.
Lisette and Chlorican entered the disheveled garage, where a gray tarp covered the entirety of the former bakery truck.
Okay, now show me what you've built, Clarican. No more secrets.
All right. I told you I wanted to wait until most of it was done, but, speaking of secrets, how did we fund this purchase? All this stuff I bought from Raptor's friend in the Foreign Legion costs a lot more than the advance we got from VATEC.
I promise I will tell you, but only once you prove that you can get us into VATEC. So, for your sake, I hope you spent the money wisely.
Are you kidding? This new stuff I put in is amazing. Take a look. Ta-da! Yeah? Huh?
I thought you said you were done.
Well, I think I said mostly done. As you can see, there's still a little bit of trim work that needs to get finished.
Clerican?
Yeah?
There's no wheels on the van.
Yeah, that's just temporary. I wanted to wait until I installed everything to know what the final payload that we'll be, you know, utilizing.
Clerican, there's a big hole in the roof of our van.
I know that. And that's because I've got something really special that...
The money wasn't for a sunroof! And Clerican,
There's no doors on the van.
Well, of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
I had to take them off to remove the steering wheel.
And where is the steering wheel?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? There's no steering wheel by the driver's seat.
I know that.
Well, what was wrong with the steering wheel?
I'm making it way, way better.
Better than a wheel? Like a square or some new shape you invented?
No, you don't understand.
I got us those extra funds to fix the van, but it looks like you're just tearing it apart.
No. I'm building it out. I swear, it's gonna be so great when it's...
When what? We have the job in 5 days, and right now our van looks like a transformer that got stuck halfway through changing. Clerican, that money was all we had.
I promise, the money you got us was well spent.
Really? Well then, may I ask what the hell this is?
Well, it's a harpoon gun.
A what?
Okay, it's not what you think.
I think it's a harpoon gun.
Okay, technically it is what you think, but don't...
Is this what you spent our money on? Do you think we're going whale hunting on the Seine?
Well, very funny. No, actually, I just had this idea that we
this
could...
This looks like an antique. Do you even know...
No, don't touch that. You
it
might...
It probably doesn't
You
even...
have to be careful with
knock,
the...
Knock. Hello, it's Victor. Is anyone home?
Oh, shoot!
God, what the hell?
Oh my God, Victor, I'm so sorry.
Why are you shooting harpoons? Are you going on a fishing trip?
That's what I asked.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Victor. Mr. Victor, Monsieur Victor. That was totally my fault.
please, call me Victor. It's okay, I still have my head attached, for now. I just stopped by to drop off this encrypted hard drive. It contains building schematics and the identification templates to get you into VATEC, as well as the forms you'll need to sign.
Oh, that's great. I can start working on these to produce some ID cards for the infiltration next week.
You must be Clerkan. You've made quite a name for yourself in some hacking circles.
Well, yeah, certainly hope not.
I've been looking forward to meeting you. I was getting worried that your head was stuck in the sand.
Thank you, Victor, for coming all this way. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. And you received the advance? You got the 25,000?
Oh, yes, we did. We've already put it to great use.
Yeah, I can see that. Hey, are those boxes for NVIDIA Goliath cards and a Sidra 7 DecaCore Horizon chip? Looks like you know your hardware, Clerkan. What kind of parallel processing are you running?
Actually, I'm building a custom motherboard with heterogeneous system architecture with on-chip logic to run multiple sensor inputs and data feeds.
Oh, I'm impressed. Listen, mon ami, when you finish this job, we should talk about you doing some other contract work for me. I work with a lot of different kinds of groups. Some of them pay quite well.
White or black hat?
You tell me. Have you ever worked on web injects?
My last employer had a lot of defense contracts, so I worked on a lot of Trojan track bots, from SQLs, cross-site scripts, even some mouse jacking.
Clerican!
But I've also done some, custom assignments.
Well, then, we should certainly talk. I know some groups that could definitely use someone with botnet experience. You know, the money could be quite good.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love an introduction.
Well, it certainly sounds like you guys have a lot to talk about.
Lizette, your boyfriend sounds like just the guy we're looking for. Be careful. I just might try to steal him away from you.
Well, good luck. He doesn't speak any French.
Well, here's the hard drive. Make sure to email me the forms by Tuesday. And, excusez-moi. I just got the text. Merde. Call you back. My friends, I must apologize, but I'm being called away. I must leave.
China?
What? Oh, yes, China. So, you too? I must go, but I wish you a very successful break-in. You're doing VATEC a great service. I'm sure you're going to teach us a great deal about the security at the research laboratory.
Well, that's only if we're successful and can steal this microchip of yours.
Oh, you're going to steal it. I'm counting on you. Don't let me down, Lizette. And Clerican. I'll be in touch about those custom assignments. I think I can make some good introductions, my friend. Au revoir. Good night. Hey, nice van, by the way.
You know, I gotta say, that Victor guy is all right.
Oh, Clerican, you just...
What?
I don't know.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
I don't know, Victor. I just...
You're the one who brought him in here.
No, I know that. It's just...
Just what?
It's just that there's something about that guy, Clarkin. I don't trust him.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Only a sliver of the moon hung over the 12th arrondissement at 3 a.m. as Lisette slipped on her disguise of a custodial cleaner and slowly pushed a cart of mops and cleaning supplies to the service entrance of the VATEC Research Lab facility.
Come on, you promised you'd tell me. Take a left, and you should see the lobby.
I see it. Two guards at the front desk. Standard corporate security. I said there were conditions, and you haven't fulfilled your end of the bargain.
You doubt my skills?
I like empirical evidence.
I said I could get you to the fifth floor.
I just want to know one thing.
What's that?
Do you love all the new toys?
Are you kidding? I love our van now. It has everything. Built-in crime lab, armory, almost 2 petaflops of processing power, and tactical and surveillance gear. It's like the mystery machine at Scooby-Doo.
It's a bakery truck! We spent $100,000 upgrading a bakery truck.
Yeah, it was a bakery truck. Now, it's the Eclair.
You can't call it that. We need a better name.
That's what makes the van so perfect. It's too cheesy. And the big Eclair on the roof hides all the sensors.
I think you're too cheesy. I'm approaching the security station.
Okay, I put your name in the custodial database. Just keep pushing that cleaning card and show the guards the ID badge I made from the templates Victor gave us. And Lisette.
What?
Don't act too...
You'd better hope that your forgery skills are excellent.
Lisette, the guards!
Bonsoir! Je viens commencer mon service.
Salut, ça fait plaisir de voir une jolie fille à cette heure. Tu devrais sourire un peu. T'es trop belle pour faire la gueule.
Allez, Alan, laisse-la tranquille. Elle essaie juste de faire son travail.
Ah, lâche-moi! T'es bien trop vieux pour moi. I'm through. What floor again?
5. It's where most of the building ops are located.
Door's closed.
Did I just hear the elevator door close?
Perhaps.
Well, I think that indicates you're in.
Perhaps.
Then the conditions of our deal have been met. Come on, you have to tell me. We're business partners. Where did you get the money for the upgrades to the van?
The usual.
Let me guess, you stole the money.
Not exactly.
Then what?
I stole Harlequin's antique cufflinks. I knew they were worth a fortune.
And then some. Wow. But I thought the whole point of our business was to go legitimate. You said you didn't want to ask Harlequin for help.
I didn't. That's why I stole his cufflinks. Besides, half the money came from your college fund.
And we are depositing that money right back in that fund as soon as we get paid, right? Lisette, you know I have to finish my degree.
I feel like it's more of an American thing.
I happen to be American.
I think you just want to go to those stupid, what do you call them, sorority parties.
Actually, one of my greatest regrets is the fact that I've never been to a sorority party.
Well, they would think you're stupid because college and sororities are stupid.
Copy that. Go out of the elevator and go straight for 20 yards and then make a right. I'm showing some weak heat signatures. Maybe other custodians, but... they're all moving away from you.
Got it. I've made the right, and I am continuing down the corridor.
Just keep walking another 10 yards.
The hallway splits. Which way?
Left. Look for the second door on the left. Should have a pretty strong electronic lock on the door.
I'm there. I see a numeric keypad and a thumbprint scanner.
Alrighty. Time to see what this new crypto sequence I uploaded into the Eclair can do. Hold your phone near the keypad.
Nice job.
Thanks. You're inside the main server station for the security camera feed. From the schematics I downloaded from Victor, we'll need to get the Eclair transmitter mated to one of these servers. I'll be able to be your eyes and ears on the higher floors of the building.
Whatever. I need to get out of these clothes.
Lisette pulled out a gray nylon backpack. She ripped off her janitorial smock to reveal a black top and black leggings before she stuffed her costume back into the bag.
Okay. You should see 3 server racks ahead. Building security is the bottom left. You need to reroute the feed to the wireless transmitter in your pack. That'll send the live camera feed of floors 5 through 10 to the Eclair.
You mean the van?
Be honest. You're secretly craving a pastry right now, aren't you?
Will you focus? I hear someone coming.
I just got the feed. You're right. There's someone, not a guard, walking down the corridor. He's going to pass the server closet in about 10 seconds. Can you hide?
Where?
Anywhere.
Huh?
That was close. You should have warned me.
Well, I couldn't warn you until I had the camera feed. Now I can warn you.
Then warn me. Is the coast clear?
That was weird.
What?
My screen. It just flickered and froze, but I think it's working again.
Maybe you shouldn't have bought a used transmitter.
Well, sorry, they don't carry espionage gear at Best Buy.
Clarican, is the coast clear?
Hold on. Yes, the coast is clear. Go out and make a right. At the end of the hallway, you'll see the elevator bank. I'll have one waiting to take you directly to the 9th floor.
This is the laboratory floor, right?
That's right. Vatec has major R&D facilities in the Philippines and Helsinki. But it turns out their most valuable microchip research is being conducted in an office building in the middle of Paris.
Wow. I bet Vatec has all kinds of valuable secrets in those servers. Maybe we should just take a little...
Lisette, our orders are just the chip. They just hired us to make sure this facility is as physically secure as it can be.
Fine. Which way?
Head down the hall until you see a statue of some sort of dragon, then make a right.
I'm walking down the hall. Oh, it's weird to see all these clinical laboratories inside an office building. I expected to see file cabinets and conference rooms.
And what are you seeing?
Huge lab stations, microscopes, centrifuges, and loads of cages.
Cages? What kind of cages?
Not sure. They look
like... Wait. Listen, you need to look out. I'm seeing 3 guards around the corner from you. One is standing by the coffee machine, and the other two... look like they're standing around a desk, staring at a monitor further down the hall.
I can take them out.
Lisette, no. We're not supposed to use contact. You know the assignment. That's against the rules.
Well, Vatec wants to know where the weaknesses are.
Maybe you didn't hear me. I said there were 3 of them.
Now there's 2.
All right, that's good. but there's still two more.
Is the room with the microchip in front of them?
I'm afraid so. I can't see any other way into the room without passing those guards. You know, they weren't supposed to
be. I'll be right back.
Nope, the guard.
What?
You okay?
I'm fine. Those guards won't stay down for long. Where am I going?
Just ahead. You should see an airtight door with both a numeric lock and a fingerprint scan.
Yeah, I see it. But how can we get in?
I'm about to do to the locks what you just did to those two guards.
Three guards.
Sorry, three guards. You know, I've said it before.
I know. I'm good. Really good.
Well, I'm no slouch myself.
I'm in.
Perfect. You see the chip? Grab it and let's get in and out.
Hurricane? Something is really strange here.
What?
This room. It's filled with more cages. Cages that are filled with rats. I thought we were supposed to be stealing some advanced microchip.
That's what Victor said. Some new low-power interface chip that Vatek spent $500 million to make. Supposedly it could change everything. He said the chip location was XZ296.
Oh, found it. XZ296.
Fantastic. Grab the chip.
Clorican?
What?
There's no chip.
What do you mean? The drawer's empty?
No, it's not empty. It's just there's a rat here. There's a white rat inside the drawer.
You're kidding.
Damn it! Clorican, what do we do?
Just grab the rat and get out of there!
I know, but which way?
Left. Get down to the elevators at the end of the hall as fast as you... shoot.
What's wrong?
I can't get control of the elevator. Wireless link must have gone bad. I've got teams of guards heading to your floor. I can't stop the elevator. You gotta get out of there.
What about the stairs?
No good. I'm seeing Paris Metropolitan Police posted at all the exit ways. Lisette, we've been made. Someone must have double-crossed us. The police scanner is showing more police getting called to the scene. We've got to get out of here.
I'm the one still trapped in the building, holding a $500 million rat.
Get to the roof. I know it sounds crazy. Just trust me. Run as fast as you can and get to the roof.
What the hell am I supposed to do on the roof? Open an umbrella and fly away?
Just trust me. Take those emergency stairs all the way to the roof. Hurry, Lisette. You can make it.
And what are you going to do?
Get in position.
Okay. Status?
I'm almost on the roof.
Okay, let's see if this works.
Grappling hook activated.
Lisette, stand back from the edge.
Where are you?
Target acquired and fire.
It worked! The grappling hook worked!
You've got to be kidding me! I'm hundreds of feet in the air!
Well, what I'm not kidding about is the 10 guards that are now flooding the 9th and 10th floor looking for you. You've got to slide down. That's the only way out. Here, I'm setting up a descender. Now, Lisette!
Go, go, go!
Oh, how much do you love the eclair?
Okay, you were right. That's... stupid hopping gun was worth the money.
No time to say I told you so. There's about four police cars heading right for us.
Take Rue de Chanel. We can hang a right and lose them in the 17th arrondissement.
What's our next move? Why did Vatek report us?
Someone burnt us. They wanted us to get caught.
Do we head back to the apartment?
No, there'll be police there. We need to get out of the country.
Should we call Harlequin to-
No, we're not calling Harlequin for anything.
But Lisette-
Look out!
Oh! Ah, damn it. Not used to these tiny European streets.
Just keep going!
Lisette, just tell me, are all our adventures together gonna be this fun?
Well, Corrigan, there's only one way to find out.
I've been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Laputka. Go to rapscallionagency.com, or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Chani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Laputka. Starring Claire Dodin as Lisette Mazabil, Todd Habercorn as Clara Kahn, Gary Armagnac as Monsieur Merodac, Christian Roman as Victor, Monia Ayashi as Adèle Lesange, Jun Yoon as Raptor, Terence Smith as Enzo, William T.N. Hall as Harlequin, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by Ayman Salmon, Monia Ayashi, Bruno Stéphane, and David Duclos. For a full cast list, go to rapscallionagency.com. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scenes footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions, and thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.